sit back, save some money. Here's how. The Mortgage Show with Carrie Cardinal on News Talk 980 CJME.
Carrie, good to see you. How you been?
I'm well. How are you, Dave?
Good, thank you. Winding down 2019.
Can you imagine, you know, in and out just like that, the end of a decade and the end of a lot of great things and rather than the end, you know, the beginning of so many great things to come. So I just want to say to my clients and my listeners, I'm wishing you a really very Merry Christmas and thank you for listening and your support and calls and referring me to your friends and family all year long. You know, not even all year long, over the last 10 years, nearly 11 years of The Mortgage Show. What an absolute delight and a pleasure it is to do business with the people of Saskatchewan. You know, and the trust that I've earned over the years by just, you know, getting to know my clients, placing the mortgages. Every mortgage is tailored to your specific needs and whatever those needs may be. Just being able to find the perfect mortgage solution. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's so many dollars and cents in my client's pocket. I brought some information to share with you today because people are saying, you know, I love the stories that you tell, Carrie. And I don't tell all my stories, but I always try to bring a couple of fresh stories because that's the way people can relate. And I just did a mortgage for a gentleman that had already been to his bank. He had already signed the mortgage documents at his bank, and he was a long-term customer of that bank. So he never questioned it. They told him it was a good rate. He felt like it was fair without doing a bunch of checking around. The documents went to the lawyer's office, and the lawyer looked at it and said, whoa, this is quite a high rate. And it was only 3.34%, Dave. But the possession date was so far in advance, and the lawyer said, I think you better give a mortgage broker a call. And actually, he had texted me one night because we had communicated a while back. He had texted me one night, and funny enough, I was in bed reading. It was an evening, and I got this text, and I thought, it was rather urgent, and I read the text, and I messaged back, and I said, yeah, that rate is high. I'd love to chat with you to see what I could do. So the rate that the bank had given him was 3.34%. I was able to give him 2.89%.
Wow.
Dave, in the first 5 years of that mortgage, the interest savings are $6,750.
Man, oh man.
And so it wasn't, and he said, sorry for contacting you so late. It wasn't late. It was probably 9:30. You know, I'm a legend now going to bed early, but it wasn't that I'd had to do anything special for him. I just was giving him the wholesale rate that I get from the bank, turning around and saving him $6,750 in 5 years is a huge amount of money. And he said, what I found interesting was, when the banker was going through the information after we had, you know, done all of this work, and he said, the only mortgage broker I knew was you. So I just thought, you know, I'd give you shoot you a message and maybe you'd get back to me. And he said the banker was going through the information and every question that I had, the banker couldn't answer. He had to go back and get clarification. So he said, I kind of wondered why that they didn't know all of the information, but I never really questioned it too much because I've already always done business there. So the Carrie Cardinal Mortgage has no fees. I get a wholesale rate from the bank and I pass the wholesale rate along to my customer. And so it's a win-win for everybody. And I think of people this time of year that we're gathering with friends and family and we're sitting around the dinner table and sometimes things are good. And sometimes you can say, yeah, you know what? If you're, you know, it's great that you're buying, you know, you're going to be buying a home next year, give Carrie a call. But I want to talk when things aren't good. You know, when things don't go necessarily as planned, and I see this a lot around the holidays over the years that I've been in the mortgage business, is a lot of things over the holidays seem to come to the surface. And I see a lot of marriage breakdowns and relationship breakdowns into the new year. And maybe, you know, you have a friend or a family member that is going through a tough time with a relationship and is needing a fresh start. that will be either saying, okay, can I keep the house? Do I qualify? You know, we've gone from double income to single. What happens to me now? The Cary Cardinal mortgage is so personable, and I deal with lots of folks, and, you know, I've been through it myself, that have gone through a tough spell and are starting over again. Please share my name. I have so much compassion for, you know, people going through a tough time through that. So I don't want to be a downer through this holiday season, but as you're coming across people that may not always be celebrating, you know, the sale or purchase of a house or financing their next property, the Cary Cardinal mortgage really can get you there.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's true too. I mean, and you've been through it, you know, you've got the personal experience, you know what it's like, but the nice thing is you can help people through that.
Right.
And not only have you been there, but you can say, hey, not only can I show you the light at the end of the tunnel, I can show you where the tunnel is.
And how many times over the past 13 years of being in business, where I meet a couple, one of them is splitting up, they come and see me and we're either refinancing or doing a new purchase. And they say, this was really good. Do you mind dealing with my ex? Absolutely. So how many times?
Now that's amicable.
Right. And how many times have I done, you know, both sides of the transaction? Mm. You know, and when bad things happen to good people, you need somebody that can step up, that's been in this position themselves and that has seen this many, many times over. I know the steps that we need to take place. I know the order of business that needs to happen. So if you're in need of a Cary Cardinal mortgage or some advice, as always, give me a call.
Well, and that is because each situation is so unique.
It is.
You know, I think a lot of times we go, oh yeah, you know, family's buying a home or there they are. And nobody knows what's going on behind closed doors. Nobody knows one income, two incomes. Nobody, you just have no way of knowing.
Right. And don't assume that you can't do it.
Yeah.
You don't assume that because the mortgage rules change that you no longer qualify to buy a house. Don't assume, you know, you can get in with 5% down. You don't have to be a first time home buyer. That's a huge myth that I bust all the time is people say, well, I don't have 10% or 20% because I'm not a first time home buyer anymore. That's bunk. All you need is 5% down for up to $500,000 if you're owner occupying the property, whether that's your first property or your 10th property, as long as you're living in it. Mm-hmm. Over the $500,000 mark, you need 10% on the excess. But don't assume that you don't qualify. And people say, well, what is it that I need? Well, give me a call. I have a very streamlined process and I want to share some good news stories because that kind of, you know, that's the sad news part of it. But do we have time for me to talk about another story?
You know what? We're going to jump away. We're going to come back and we're going to do good news.
I got some good news stories and some things that actually make my hair stand up on my arms, the way that things work out and the absolute pleasure it is to, you know, be a part of these dreams coming true.
Well, we're going to find out more about how those dreams came true and more about those stories. And this time the warm, fuzzy kind as we head out the end of the decade. You want to get started? Go to the website. That's your best bet. CaryCardinal.com. That's CaryCardinal.com. Should be the first place you go, the only place you need to go. Lots of information, lots of background, and you can get the process started if you'd like. Back with more of The Mortgage Show and Cary Cardinal.
Welcome to your new home. This is The Mortgage Show with Cary Cardinal on News Talk 980 CJME.
Cary, our last show of the decade, and we want to leave it, kind of wrap it up on some kind of... I say warm and fuzzy, but on the good news notes, you know, some of the things that you've been able to help people with. And
the dream of home ownership is something that many of us dream about. I know that before I bought my house, I dreamt a lot about the house and what I wanted and that. And so when that becomes reality, it's a really great spot to be in. As the broker, to be able to facilitate that all and to know that I've done my best job and I've got them the best rate and the lowest payment and the best terms anywhere out there. And I beg to differ that I care about my clients more than maybe anybody else. Not that others don't care, but I love them with a love because they're my clients. But before I tell you that good news story, I'm just thinking of also about Prime. I haven't talked about Prime, but we did have a Bank of Canada meeting earlier this month. Prime held steady. The overnight lending rate stayed the same, 1.75%, and prime rate is 3.95%. I'm getting calls from folks sitting in home equity lines of credit and or variable rate mortgages saying, do you think it may be time that you think I should lock in? I want to have that conversation with you, and I want to work out the dollars and cents, especially on a home equity line of credit balance not coming down, because a $300,000 line of credit balance in a line of credit versus a mortgage is life-changing as far as the interest to convert it into a mortgage. Thousands of dollars that you're going to save. Depending on the size of the line of credit. So if that's you, or if you're still looking to do the Cary Cardinal mortgage refinance, I still have the free mortgage refinance. There's no cost to you to do it. That's cleaning up the credit card debt, the lines of credit, the loans, the all the monkeys on your back, putting it into your equity in your house and going back into one payment and taking the stress off.
But one payment at a much lower interest rate in many cases.
Yes, a much lower interest rate always. And it can also increase your cash flow if that's your concern. Those are tailorable right to my clients. So I want to sit down, I want to understand where you are at financially and give you the best possible advice to set you up for the best year coming up. And I'm around over the holidays, Dave. So sometimes people, you know, fall in love with their dream house over the holidays, or they just decide that they've got some time off work and they want to get things rolling. Please call, text, email me. I would be more than happy to help you over the holidays, you know, before the new year, get things rolling. And as always, share the Cary Cardinal mortgage and the Cary Cardinal experience with your friends and family. But back to my good news story. So I worked with a gentleman a number of years ago on a mortgage, and this is a really cool story because him and his partner were walking down the street in their neighborhood, and they came to this infill house that was beautiful. And it was probably, you know, if I could set the scene, I would think it was lightly snowing, you know, and it wasn't too cold, and they were walking and they went, wow, look at this house in an older neighborhood. And imagine that if they went up to the door and they tried the door and the door was open. And this is an actual true story. They went inside and they looked at this house and they couldn't believe that the door was open. But they went inside and they took a peek around and they kind of fell in love. And he went home and he sent me an email on my website late that evening and said, Cary, it's so-and-so. And a funny story, but we came across a house and I want to make an offer on it. Could you give me a call? I printed the request the next morning, probably, you know, around 8 o'clock, and I gave him a ring, and he said, wow, that was fast. And he said, and he told me the story of what had happened. And he said, I need your help. And yesterday they took possession of that property.
Wow.
And they're going to be in there for Christmas.
For Christmas.
And they were bursting at the seams in their existing house. And when I went to see the existing house, they were bursting at the seams. Their little boy was running out of room to play, and there was just stuff piled over, and they didn't have room in the kitchen to cook and entertain, but this house had it all. And what was interesting about it was it took kind of three parts in the scenario and some challenges that we came up against. And I was able to just shift and move and move all of the moving parts, appraisals and inspections and the real estate facilitation and all of that I was able to. And when I handed the keys, when I met them yesterday and they were inside the house, he said, this really came together so well that it almost like it was effortless. And he said, I can't believe just the way that you picked us up and you moved us in here. So that's my good news story.
You did everything but move the box spring in, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I did. And it was an absolute pleasure. It was a never work.
Yeah.
It was an absolute pleasure to have happen. And really what we did there was they had another house that they needed to refinance because the market wasn't great. It isn't great for that property to sell, but it had an up-down suite. So what we were able to do is do an equity draw on his existing property and keep it as a rental property. And I pulled the equity out and I pulled that equity out so we could put the down payment on the new place. And we made a win-win on all scenarios. He didn't have to sell in this low market. We refinanced, we pulled the equity out. That property is cash flowing beautifully. He's keeping that property. And now they have all the space that they need and are spending Christmas in their brand new house.
Wow. And that's one of those things where, and you talk about how, you know, and I have said it already too, you know, everybody's unique circumstances, right? And then here you found a creative way to make everything work and pull it all together. And that's after their walk in the snow, I guess.
Isn't that beautiful? Yeah. I just love that story. And I love being a part of that. And so reach out and use my expertise to get yourself ahead. You know, we always say pull from the resources that you have and use the people that surround you. I'm at your fingertips. There is no cost to use my service. And with my broad expertise and my broad knowledge base, there's ways that I can help you achieve that goal faster with less stress and cost less money than you actually even know.
Well, and the part that amazes me is, you know, over the years, and as you say, we've been doing this probably about a decade now, the stories where you go, oh, and by the way, they now have an extra $350 every month to spend in cash that they never had before. Oh, by the way, they now have another $612 that they didn't have before. And it's simply by putting things into the right framework and setting it up to give people the opportunity to succeed and thrive and go forward.
Right. And the cost of living is so expensive. Mm. Property is expensive. Coming up with down payments is hard. There's always a solution inside the Cary Cardinal Mortgage, and it's tailored right to you. And if you have friends and family across the province or even across the country that needs somebody on their side, send them my information. I would love to chat with them and show them how I can help them make that dream and turn it into reality.
Well, and I'm also fascinated too. So many of your clients come from referrals.
Absolutely.
From others who are clients and others who've just, you know, heard and listened on a regular basis to the show and say, you know what, you should give Cary a call.
Yeah, I had a funny story. And maybe this lady is listening. Your name is Betty, if she's listening. And she called me a couple of weeks ago and she said, Cary, I've never met you and I've never done business with you, but I've listened to you for many years on the radio. So long, in fact, you were a brunette back then. And I thought that was so cute. There was, and she said, but now you're a blonde. And that was cute because when I did start on the show, almost 11 years ago, I had dyed my hair dark. And I told her, I said, I've gone back to my roots. And she said, you know, it's just the greatest thing ever. And I think that more people need to use your service because they have no idea that the money that they can be saving. So this is a lady that doesn't even need a mortgage anymore, but, you know, the biggest advocate around.
Boy, and it's people like that who you love to hear from and love to talk to. And
give me a call.
You can help.
Yeah, I love that call.
Cary, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Happy
and yours.
Happy New Year.
Yes.
And we'll wander into the new decade together on this program as we continue.
Awesome. Thanks, Dave.
First stop, of course, the website, carycardinal.com. That's carycardinal.com. Once again, thank you for listening to The Mortgage Show.